From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas based on the famous theatrical books begun by the late Burns Mantle, now edited by the distinguished drama critic of the New York Daily News, John Chapman. Mr. Chapman,
good evening. This best play we are about to do for you isn't exactly a war play, but it's a comedy with a war background. The year it was produced, 1945, brought us another good comedy with a war background. This was John Hersey's A Bell for Adano. Our play, The Hasty Heart, did very well, alongside such other new successes besides Adano as Harvey and The Glass Menagerie. I'm glad we're doing The Hasty Heart now, were you? For its author, John Patrick, had his early training as a writer of plays for the radio before he hit Broadway. He sort of proves that some very good theater has come out of radio to balance the good theater that has gone into it. He has, as you will discover in a few moments, an unusual feeling for human comedy. The Hasty Heart is about a soldier who is in a hospital somewhere back of the China-Burma-India front, and a nurse who is a gallant little girl, and an interesting assortment of fellow patients. For this performance, we have John Sylvester as the soldier. Ann Burr, who was in the original Broadway production, again is playing the nurse. An army field hospital sets up shop wherever it may, a barn, a monastery, an opera house. But in 1943, on the Burma front, the British field units were lucky when they found a native bamboo hut with mud and grass mats plastered on the walls. The view out of the windows is of a giant banyan tree and clumps of wild bamboo, but the beds are lined up as if on dress parade at Windsor Castle. Even in the convalescent ward, the army is the army, and especially at the crack of dawn.
Wake up! Wake up! Wakey, wakey, wakey! Wake up! Rise and shine! Yeah, Yank, wake up.
Why don't you drop dead?
Come on, up and wash. It's a lovely day.
Oh, get out of here.
Come on, the hospital's burning down. There's an air raid. There's an earthquake. Oh, for the love of Mud, get up. I'm an half an hour late. You, Digger, come on up. Up with you.
How to be walked with a kiss in a con.
Oh, I never can see in the morning. I'm always going into the bathroom, throwing my cigarette in a hamper and flushing my socks down the drain. I lose more socks.
Listen to that. Now, look, I'll give the lot of you 5 minutes to get out. You, Tommy. Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Wake up, my chubby love.
I was awake all the time.
Come on, get out of there. I'll put a cobra in with you. Oh, Yank, wake the Basuto.
Wake him yourself. He don't understand English. Wake him up sudden. He thinks he's back in the Congo.
Oh, go on. I go off duty in 10 minutes. Sister'll be in a minute.
Sister? What a thing to call a nurse.
Any complaints, Yank, take him to the colonel. Come on, get Basuto up.
Okay, all right. Hey, Basuto. Bud, easy. Just get up now. Up, do you understand? Up.
It feels good, he does. Wish I could say the same. This here shrapnel aches fierce.
And right over it on your face. Look at you. I've seen him fat, but not like that.
Oh, it's only muscles. You see, I just relaxed him a bit.
Here's your lovely tea. Yank, pass the mugs around.
I hope we don't get soy-linked sausage. They can do everything with a soybean, but make it taste like food.
Here, Tommy. Kiwi.
Thank you.
Basuto.
Yibi umpa me poopa.
He sounds like my commanding officer.
Mind your manners, Tommy. Them Basutos are wizard farters. I was with them in the desert.
This tea tastes like a baby's been boiled in it.
Don't complain to me, complain to sister.
Hey, Mac, who are we getting for the empty bed?
There's an idea. I'll bet anyone pounds to piastres we get an Irishman in here next.
I'll take you 3 to 5 it's a Yorkshireman.
Well, suits me as long as we don't get a Scotchman.
Don't you get along with Scots?
I don't know anybody who does.
Sister's a Scot.
No, she just taught school up there. 1 year of Scotch kids and she had a nervous breakdown. I know all about them, you know. I'm Scotch descent myself. I think my grandfather, Angus. According to him, there was only 2 infallible beings. Angus MacDonald and God. And sometimes God was wrong. You know what I had to recite the swearing? The books of the Bible. I can still do it. Listen. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Hey, who's got some extra toothpaste?
He must have been a fearful man.
Yeah. When he got mad, you know, he'd take his bagpipe out and play it. Brother, do I hate a bagpipe. No wonder the Scotch always march when they play them. They want to get away from the sound.
Here now, hop up. Here comes sister. Okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Isn't good morning. It a lovely morning, sister? Now, I'm in a fearful hurry.
We love you, sister.
Ah, sister, you make the morning lovely.
You're my favorite sister, sister.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you. As patients, you're the most untidy, disrespectful lot it's ever been my misfortune to meet. I'll be delighted to see the last of
you. You need a leave, sister. The matron's been working you too hard.
The matron has nothing to do with it. It's a good thing I taught in a kindergarten or I couldn't cope with you. Now, I want you to get the ward straightened up.
Sure thing, Lieutenant.
Sister,
what is it?
Oh, I'm not comfortable.
This is a British military hospital. You're not supposed to be comfortable. Kiwi, now keep your feet under the covers. Somebody get the pseudo a new pair of pajamas.
He splits them, sister. He's too big.
Sister, he's coming.
Already?
Across the compound.
Well, who is it?
The colonel, but he can't inspect this early. Oh, quick, put everything in order. Everybody, hide his kit. Put those sheets in with Tommy.
Well, you're really big. I'm bloated.
He'll never know.
Here he is. Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sister. Carry on.
Here, we're pulling your feet.
You keep a very orderly ward, sister.
Thank you, sir.
I understand the men in your ward are very congenial.
They're the most tidy, respectful, pleasant group of men it's ever been my fortune to get, sir.
The matron tells me you have an extra bed. I'm transferring a patient of mine this morning.
Yes, sir. Surgical?
Yes. It's a case that calls for the cooperation of the whole ward. I came here this morning to enlist your help.
What kind of help, sir?
You're the American, aren't you?
Yes, sir. American Ambulance Service.
I seem to remember you.
Yes, sir. I crowded your staff car off the road one day.
Well, I'll give you a chance to make amends.
Thank you, sir.
I'm putting a patient of mine in here. I operated on this man. Took a little shrapnel out of him. Had to remove his kidney. He's about recovered. I think you can help him now. He wants to go back to his regiment, but it's out of the question. He has 1 kidney left, and we've discovered that it's defective.
What will happen, sir?
The kidney will collapse. He begins to poison himself. Uremic poison. And that's the end.
Does the patient know this, sir?
I decided against telling him. He has no family, no ties. Worry won't help him. I'm placing him in here because... Well, it seems to me that a man should have friends around him when he dies.
How long has he got, sir?
The most, 6 weeks.
Nothing can help him, sir.
Nothing.
And he thinks he's well?
He will be until the end. Do what you can to keep him happy and contented.
These are good men, Colonel. You can rely on them.
Thank you. Willamette inspection today. Good day.
Hey,
come!
How do we treat this bloke, sister?
Like a human being.
Yank, huh? Would you want to know it if you were going to die?
Well, I am going to die someday. No, I'd rather be surprised.
Come on now, all of you. We mustn't speak about it.
Look at Basuto.
Well, he said. Do you think he knows?
No, he don't speak English. He's homesick. That's really all that's wrong with him. He's homesick. Hey, old sport.
Lion, ill, lion, me.
Yank, get the pseudo some more beads to string, will you? He likes that. Now, Tommy, roll over. I'll rub your back.
Ooh.
6 weeks he's got. Do you ever get used to it, sister? Seeing them pop off like flies?
Don't talk like a child.
But what are the wounded if they're not children? Would you be rubbing it grown man like this?
Don't be so saucy.
Do you get used to it, sister? Knowing a man's going to die? You didn't answer?
We'll have no more talk about it. All right, Tony. You're done on that side. You can take this bed, Sergeant.
Can I give you a hand, Mike?
Sergeant Lachlan McLaughlin. Are you a Scot?
I'd hardly be getting the name of a Scot if I weren't a Scot myself.
Well, quite a few parents give their children Scottish names because they like them.
It fools no one parading under false pretenses.
Well, sing out if you need anything. I'll take your reports into the office. Make yourself at home.
Cigarette? Have a cigarette?
Of my own.
Go ahead, smoke mine.
I do not accept presents.
Why not?
I've no wish to put myself in a man's debt.
What, for one cigarette?
I'll smoke my own.
Hey. Hey, Jock.
My name is Nay Jock. If you must address me, you'll use my proper name.
All right. Locky, how's that?
And what did you want?
Well, nothing. Thought you might be like talking.
About such as?
Nothing. Just gab.
I place little value on talking or not.
You're a Scot, all right.
Hey, mate. Want something to read?
I place no value on books.
Well, don't you like to get away from yourself, Lee?
I've no quarrel with myself. Books are a waste of a thinking man's time.
Well, look, we're a nice, friendly bunch in here. If you don't like books or stories, that's all right with us.
It would have to be.
Live and let live, huh?
Here. And may I be so bold as to ask what you're thrusting at my person?
Chocolate. Here, take it.
Is it no good?
Of course it's good. What do you think I'm giving it to you for?
Why are you?
Because I want it, but I thought you might want it more. What, is that an insult?
It's nay consistent.
Grandfather Rangus rides again. I quit, that's all.
Hey, Lucky, ever been to New Zealand?
I'm content to leave the heathen lands to the missionaries.
New Zealand's no heathen land. I come from there.
I do not consider that a good argument.
We rule ourselves. That's more than Scotland does.
You're neighbors to the Fiji Islanders, are you not?
Sure.
They're cannibals, are they not? Well, we had the great misfortune to get Englishmen for neighbors. They've yet to boil each other in pots. At least in public.
Yeah, now, it was the Scots who used to raid our borders and steal our cattle, they did.
Aye, and but for the poor stock of English cattle, Scotland would be a richer country today.
You're part of the bloody British Empire, that's what?
Ah, the vanity of the British. You're innate conquerors. Would you like to have me enlighten you how you collected your colonies? Scotland accepted. You teach the simple heathen to pray, and once you got them kneeling down, you hoist the English flag on them.
You're right there, Lockie. The missionaries came to Australia. God's country.
I'm nay impressed by a land that produces not more sensible than a great jumping rat.
A kangaroo ain't a rat.
I guess he told you guys off. Well, there's no kangaroos in America.
America. The land of Mickey Mouse.
Now, wait a minute.
The land of plenty, and you live out of tin cans and 10-cent stores. I sailed from Glasgow, a city of which you no doubt heard when I was 12. I worked one godforsaken winter in your great New York. I've examined you at close range, and I did not care for your breed. Nothing personal.
Buster, you and I are going to have trouble getting together. See that?
I see no need for us to get together in any way. And if you'll be so good as to remove yourself from my bed, I'll put away my kit.
Getting along. Have you met the men in the ward, Sergeant?
We're all buddies.
Have you thought of anything I can do for you?
You've not the authority to send me back to my regiment.
I'm afraid you'll have to be patient and wait a while.
I'll wait, but I'll not be patient.
What regiment are you with, Loughran?
You're not going to get very far, sister, unless you're a Scot.
Would you care to have me rattle your jaw with my fist?
Yank, is this your idea of good manners?
I do not expect good manners in a Yankee.
One more crack like that and I'll stop lend lease.
You lie back, Loughran. Let me fix your pillows. Scotland. Do you happen to know Ayrshire?
You must have looked on my card. I were born in Ayrshire.
Oh, really, I didn't. Oh, I know Ayr and Doonfoot well.
But you're no Scot.
I once taught school there. Such darling children.
Aye.
And lovely farming land.
Aye.
Now, if you tell me that you belong to the Cameron Highlanders, I just won't believe you.
You've looked up my record.
Do you belong to the Cameron?
Aye, I do.
You don't?
Have you trouble with your hearing, sister?
Well, I'm just amazed. Oh, they're a grand regiment.
Good enough.
You wear the Eric tartan, don't you?
Aye. Them as does. Do.
Did you bring your kilt with you? You wear a kilt, don't you?
It's our privilege for walking out.
Well, will you wear it for us soon? Wouldn't you men like to see Loughran in his kilt?
I can hardly wait.
Oh, with your cap cocked over one eye and your kilt swishing as you walk down the street? You must be the proudest man in the world.
I do not have a kilt.
What sort of Scot are you, Loughran?
We are required to pay for a kilt ourselves, and there's a great cost to a proper kilt.
Oh? Well, you're not issued them?
We're issued not but battle dress.
Well, if I were in your regiment, I'd buy myself the finest to be had, no matter what the cost.
Being a woman, you would. I put my money to better use. It's a question of values.
Oh, now, Loughran, you've been away 4 years, haven't you?
Aye. I was 17.
Now, you couldn't have spent all your pay. You ought to be ashamed if you haven't saved something.
My money's in Scotland.
Well, you could send for it.
I cannot take it out of the earth.
I know it. He's got it buried in the tin can.
I'll belt you with a bottle. I'll belt you with a bottle. If you do not keep your mouth shut.
Thanks.
All right.
I'll never return to Scotland with not but my wounds to show for my time. I invested my money in a bit of land. I mean to live the rest of my life a landowner.
The rest of your life?
Aye. Sister, can you not hear what I say? A landowner.
Oh.
And why do you say, oh? What on earth is finer than a farm? Land of your own to work on, and spend the rest of your life content.
Is your land about paid for?
I've nae wasted my money on drink and sweets. A couple of months, and the farm is my own.
Loughran, why don't you do something foolish? Why don't you buy yourself a kilt? The land will wait.
The kilt will wait.
Are you buying your farm to share with someone?
I share with no one.
And you won't be lonely?
I never been lonely in my life.
Oh. Well, you seem to know what you want. Well, I must go to my house.
Hey. Hey, you.
Aye.
Mind if I ask you a question? One question.
I grant you a single question, no more.
What's griping you?
And what do you mean by gripe? Would you be so kind as to speak English?
Look, I got a parrot that speaks better English than you do.
A pity you didn't learn from your parrot.
What are you sore about? When a guy is being friendly to you, why can't you be pleasant?
Well, you're being friendly.
Didn't you guess?
You should have told me. I could have saved you time and trouble. I do not need companionship. I put no value on the human animal. I do not like to have my freedom nibbled into.
What do you put a value on?
I knew you'd presume to ask a second question. If you'd used your God-given wit, you'd not ask. I value my privacy.
You can have it. Go on. Hide behind those screens. Pull them around you. That's right. Shut yourself off from the rest of us. You can stay in your private world and hug yourself to death. As far as we're concerned, brother, you won't exist.
If you did not mind, I'm not your brother.
Ha! Who's got a dull razor? I think I'll cut my throat.
Sister's going to take a pool view of that.
Hold it, Pursuit.
You want to go behind Lucky's
sleeve? No. You understand? No.
He didn't get any of this.
Luckiest man in the room. That one.
Sister won't want you speaking shelf to him.
I'm just giving him what he asked for.
He don't like nobody. He don't even like himself. Bloody cat won't see him.
What's that anyway? It sounds like the plumbing. A cat under the floor.
Bagpipes. My grandfather Angus. Bagpipes? Of all the sour. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges.
Can't that even keep still?
Hey, Malone, he's homesick. Cheers him up.
Well, boys, isn't it a lovely day? The post just came in.
The mail.
The post arrived.
I just got one. Mine on the
quiet, earth. Quiet, please. Seaweed?
Wizard.
Digger, two for you.
Yes.
Tommy?
Bless you, sister.
Find me one, sister. Even if it's a bill, find it.
Yank, here's one for you.
That's the one.
And that's all. Oh, Lockie.
Aye, sister.
Your mail must be held up at your regiment.
I expect the mail.
Haven't you told your friends where you are?
My friends, such as they are, all know my views. I didn't have to write about them.
But don't you miss not hearing from home?
Aye, as much I miss. But you may have heard. There's a war going on.
Yes, I heard. The man I'd hoped to marry was killed at Crete. I've heard about the war.
Aye. Then you know.
And I know that it's good to know what's happening back in Blighty.
My knowing will not change things.
It might. Oh, is there anything special you might like for Titian?
I've noticed, sister, that you seek to do me favors. I do not ken your motive, but I think it only fair to warn you. I've nae place for marriage in my plans.
How very kind of you to tell me.
I
assure you, I have no plans to snare you.
It would not be the first time in my life.
I only thought something a little different for Tiffin might please you.
May I be so bold as to remind you that I didn't seek privilege.
Oh, Lockie.
When I have a right to privilege, I'll not ask for it, I'll demand.
Lockie, you are aggravating at times.
Aggravating? Here he is.
And if it's pity for my wounds prompts you, you didn't know me or you never offer me that.
Oh, Lockie, please, be human.
I'm sorry. I cannot be a weak character to your liking.
Yes, so am I. So am I, because I have a weakness for weakness. It's something I can understand. Well, I'm sorry I was cross with you.
I did not notice the tantrums of women.
That would be such an advantage if you ever married.
It's odd you harp on marriage.
Lockie, I am not setting a trap for you. I'm going to be strong and resist your charm, so you don't have to be on your guard.
Still, you do persist, and you do deny it hotly.
I do not deny it hotly. Bill. Look, I only wanted to do something for you.
I'm content with my lot.
Well, I look forward to the day when you do ask for something. Good letter, Yank.
The girl still loves me.
Oh, you should hear this.
You've had a baby.
And me 4 years from home. No. My wife has told the old village about me wounds, and I'm a bloody hero.
They're going to put up a statue.
No, but they've named a pudding after me.
A pudding?
They've made me immortal with raisins. And the Percival Hawkins puffed wheat pudding.
A fine lot of women you must have.
What's wrong now?
Have you any idea of the tons of paper that's wasted writing the news that could wait? Do you ken how many ships and planes it takes to deliver the letters of millions of giddy females?
Why don't you run the world for a change and give the Lord a rest?
Right. If you do not like my advice, I'll withdraw.
Oh, no. Not the bagpipe.
Please, Lord.
Heaven send him asthma.
gone yet?
Over for x-rays. Sister, is he really going to die? Because if he isn't, I'm going to kill him.
What a dreadful thing to say. I am ashamed of you.
You don't have to live with him.
He's a human being on leave from suffering. It isn't often that you have an opportunity to make a man grateful he spent the last weeks of his life with you. I am ashamed of you indeed.
Oh, sister.
Well, you have a chance to redeem yourself today. It's his birthday.
Crikey. You want us to give him a ruddy birthday party?
Yes, and I have a parcel here, Yank. Open it, will you?
Yes, sure. Oh, I do love presents, my dear.
There it is. It's a kilt.
Oh, a kilt.
Oh, look at that.
I checked with his regiment in Calcutta and ordered it. The rat flew it in.
Are you paying for this yourself?
Yes, but I want you to give it to him.
Oh, no. If anything is given to that misbegotten...
Cigar!
Well, we'll all chip in, right?
Oh, watch your mate.
Yeah, sure.
Each of you can give him part of the outfit. Now, Tommy, here. Fat.
Oh, blimey, it's Patch.
Digger, the brogue, Kiwi, the belt.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, let me give him the jacket and the kilt, sister. After all, I dislike him more than the rest of you. Huh?
I'd hoped that you would. Here it is, the Cameron kilt.
Oh, it's lovely. Hey, lovely.
With that color.
Hey, how about the pasticho? Hey, mate.
Mm-hmm. He don't know what's going on.
Well, we can't leave him out. Here, let him give Blackie the cap. Here, fella, here's the cap.
Crikey, he's put it on. Oh,
Let's get it back now.
Give it back from him. If Lockie was to come in now.
Oh, no, Basuda, no. You give it to Lockie. Give. See?
Yeah. He's got it.
Well, I'll give him the spalum. That's the last of it.
Oh, haven't you left out something important? Don't he wear some kind of, like fancy pants under the kilt?
No, we don't. None of them do.
Go on, he'd freeze.
I say they wear some kind of diaper. £2 says you're wrong.
I'll take that.
Now, man.
£2. Done. Want to bet to stir?
I do not. The silly, vulgar bet. Now, everybody hide the presents till he comes.
Hey, wait a minute. Suppose he turns them down. You know, he said he never took presents.
Oh, but it's his birthday.
If he won't take them, I'll beat him to death with his own bag.
Hey, he's coming.
Yeah. Everybody, hide the present. Quick.
I can't take the probes in bed with me.
Go on.
We heard it was your birthday, and we figured you could use a little something, so we all... Well, here's a kilt and a jacket.
And here's the brooch. Mine's the belt, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Lachlan.
What did I tell you? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I would have a word with you. I dinna understand you. You've done a thing that numbs my brain. No man in all my life before gave me tuppence for naught. Now, have I the right to take your kilt? I've not to pay you back. I must not make a mistake. They say that sorrow is born in the hasty heart. So my problem...
Oh, do be quiet, Lockie.
I must explain my feelings.
For once in your life, be hasty and risk a mistake.
But I...
Just bite down on that the moment and let your heart talk. And if Scott makes a fool of himself, he makes a grand one.
Is he going to take him, sister?
Certainly he's going to take them. You were just... searching for a dignified way to thank them. Weren't you, Lachlan?
Then put him on.
Right. Let's see how you look, Lockie.
Lockie, we got a little bed up, and you're the only one can settle.
Mm?
The question is, do you or don't you wear something under your kilt?
My friends, I deeply regret you've asked for a can nay tell you. It's the one question nay Scott would answer rightly.
You won't tell him?
Would you ask me to break faith with my fellow Scots?
Well, never mind. Go ahead. Put him on.
Put him on, I say.
I have no intention of wearing my kilt until the proper time.
What?
I'll put on my kilt the day I return to my regiment. Nay, before. So into my kit bag with him.
Sister, you can't let him do this.
Did you give me the kilt for my own pleasure, or do you hold the claim?
Lucky, this is your birthday. You do whatever pleases you.
I'm pleased to wait. Thank you for my gift. I'll ne'er soon forget this day. Party over. Is there more to do?
No. No, that's all. It's all. Perfect Scottish birthday party.
Now, Lottie, is there anything I can do for you before I go?
Not. I'm most content.
That's good. I'll be back for rounds.
You say something? Nate. There's a weird tropical bird in the banyan tree.
Yes, a crow.
Digger. Mm-hmm. Would you have a cigarette? Here.
Cry. Thanks, lover.
Tommy, cigarette.
What? Oh, sure, mate.
Yank, would you try a cigarette? My own.
Thanks.
I got a match here. Would you mind? May I sit down on your bed? Just to pass the time.
Sure, Lucky. Sit down. Make yourself at home.
In a moment, we will return with Act Two of The Hasty Heart on Best Plays. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. We return to the Best Plays production of The Hasty Heart, starring Anne Burr and John Sylvester. And here again is John Chapman.
No playwright could have written what we have been hearing without having been there. John Patrick, who wrote The Hasty Heart, joined the American Field Service in 1942 and served with an ambulance unit. He was in Egypt, South Africa, Jerusalem, the Syrian desert, and on the Assam-Burma front. Finally, on his way home in an army transport, a long, slow journey, he wrote The Hasty Heart out of what he had seen and learned and felt. We're back in the ward of the military hospital, where a very much changed Lockie is haranguing his bored mates.
And you may remember, Kiwi, when a humble member of the House asked Parliament for threepence to be added to the old age pension, what did the government do?
Look, Lockie, this is very interesting, but you've been telling me about it for an hour.
Bankrupt the empire, the shouts.
Look, Buster, you've been talking steady for a week. Why don't you play your bagpipe? Oh. Now, look, Lockie.
What's going on here, Lockie?
I was giving my friends the benefit of my experience.
Oh, well, save some for tomorrow. Lights out in 10 minutes. How have you felt today, Lockie?
It's odd you should ask me that. May I come into the wardroom, will you?
Yes, of course. Lights out in 10 minutes. If you don't mind, I'll prepare the medication. Now, what is it?
I thought perhaps you read my mind. But I've a wee weariness. My hands sweat a bit and my feet seem swollen.
You've been walking about in the ward too much. Talking too much.
Well, a man must walk a bit and talk a bit. He's nay a vegetable.
But you don't sleep well. Last night you were tossing and whimpering.
I didn't whimper. I had a problem. And my brain gave me no peace.
Are you worried about anything, Lockie?
You probably think me wise and shrewd. You probably think there's not confuses me.
Is that what I think?
You see, sister, I've nay always liked the human race. I'd no love or respect for any man. I'd no faith in the goodness of people.
But you told me you had many friends in Scotland.
I lied. How could I? I'd nay education, being poor as a church mouse. I'd no money to squander. I'd not the interest to offer. A man cannot take without giving to.
Why not?
A man's pride.
But humility's a virtue, too.
Not a strong one. In my life before, no one ever liked me, and there was no one I liked. But I've changed. I didn't ken the man could be your friend and want nothing from you. And now I've 21 years to make up for, and I've got to do my share of the helping.
Lockie, if you found a new set of values, don't feel that you must rush out and pay for them.
Sister, I've a terrible need to help.
Well, you've ample time. Now do get ready for bed. It's time for lights out.
Tommy. How do you sleep?
No. I'm in a bloody trance.
Could I have a moment of your time?
Sister won't like it if he catches you up.
But it's important. You said you worked for your father-in-law.
Sure. In a pub. You're a crown and gilder.
It's no good to work for relatives. As you can, I've a wee bit of land in Scotland, and it occurred to me that you might like a place to visit and rest a bit. There'd always be tobacco to smoke and bread to eat and a good chair of your own to sit and talk in.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the offer, Lockie, but it's just sound of bow bells for me. London.
You'd like to...
Thanks, no, Lockie, but if you ever visit London, me up.
It's no use with a basuto. They may understand them in Scotland. Yank.
Hi.
Yeah. Yank. As you know, I've a wee house in Scotland.
Yeah.
I was thinking when the war is done, since you've no place to go but America, you could come and live in my house as long as you wanted.
Thanks, Buster, but I'm heading home.
Have you an occupation to return to?
Well, I've got a job at GE. It's connected. And my girl.
You're very much in love.
Sure. Hey, when I get married, I'll send you a picture of Niagara Falls.
And I'll send you a photo of my house in Scotland.
Good deal. And send me a picture of yourself in that kilt. It looks like that's the only way I'll ever see.
You told me you was leaving tomorrow.
Well, maybe.
I was planning wearing my kilt the day I rejoined my regiment. But if you liked, if you put a value on it, I could wear my kilt in your honor instead.
Lockie, wear it tomorrow and I'll take your picture in it.
I never had my photo taken. But you'll have to let me pay for the film.
Well, it makes you feel better. I'll let you pay for it.
Look, I'd better hit the sack. Good night, Lucky.
Good night, Booster.
Lucky, what are you doing up?
I was talking to my friends. Sister, do you ken what that means to me? For the first time in my life, I want to help, and I didn't know how. It's a great torment to me. I owe so much.
All right, Lockie. To whom do you think you owe something?
It's the goodness of my fellow man I've wronged. Well, I could turn my farm into a place to go for wounded lads with a home of their own.
Well, now, slowly, Lachlan. Remember, sorrow is born in the hasty heart.
I'm nae hasty. I know my duty.
You simply can't stand being indebted, can you?
I've only my wish to help, and my two hands, and my land to give away.
Lockie, why don't you share yourself with your fellow man? We'd be much richer. I know that I am, for the things that you've shared with me already.
You can they mean me, sister.
But I do. As a human being, I don't suppose I have any real, individuality. I'm the people I've met. I'm a mixture of everything I've ever read and seen. I've stolen a virtue here and a weakness there. I'm everyone I've ever loved.
And you've taken something from me?
Without your knowing it.
Do you know something, sister? If I'd not stopped my bit of shrapnel, I'd never have known I could be so content with myself. Had to be hurt to learn.
No, I don't think you had to be hurt. But there was good in it.
Do you suppose the world would be a healthier place if more people were sick?
Oh, good gracious. I don't know. Now you must get to sleep.
Only sleep is nicked. Oh, where are the words to free my heart?
Have you been as happy with us, Lockie, as you've ever been in your life?
I think I've shared a moment with kings.
Good night, Lockie.
Sister Margaret. Dear Ken, you've given me something too without you knowing it.
What, Larky?
Well, I'm not sure what it is, but it's something I never had before. Something that makes me know when you've left the room, even when I cannot see you go.
That's very sweet.
Ah, you lovely, lovely angel. You've a sweet, soft hand.
But Larky, don't.
Sister, are you angry I kissed your hand?
You shouldn't have done it.
Aye. At me, right?
But I'll return it. Larky, no.
Sister.
No. No, no right at all. Good night, Larky. It's a beautiful kilt. It looks so dashing on you.
Sister, can you take the picture in a hurry? Tommy's kneeling on my feet.
Larky, can you smile a little?
I'm not a cinema star. I cannot make an expression at will.
Well, maybe you could frown a little less.
Will you take the photo and be done with it?
All right. Now, be still, everybody. One, two, three. There.
Well, I'll put my kilt away.
Maybe
we'll
take another
shot. Hey, you know, how about the bet?
Oh, well, Lucky.
Aye?
We haven't had a real look at you.
You can study the photo.
Walk around, Lucky.
Fast.
Turn, go ahead, turn.
Whoa!
Lucky, fast. Now, you've got to stop. Stop it. You can take the films over to X-ray. See if they'll develop them for us. Oh, Lucky, you look so brave and dashing. I'm so pleased you put them on.
Yunk! Huh? It may bother a man while shaving, but...
What's up?
If a good girl kisses you, it's an encouraging sign, is it not?
Sure is, encouraged.
Well, I think I'd like to wed.
How?
What? You best staunch the blood.
Yeah, yeah. What did you say?
I think I'd like to wed.
Why, aren't you sure?
Aye, that's my problem. Do you think I've the right to ask a lass to be my wife? Now, with things like they are...
What do you mean, things like they are?
Well, if I was to wed now, I'd have to return to my regiment. And would that be fair to my bride?
Look, Buster, you mean Sister Margaret?
Aye, Bonnie's Sister Margaret.
Look, Lucky, you know, everybody falls in love with his nurse. Now, that's natural. She looks after us, she's good to us, but that doesn't mean she loves us.
That's why I wanted to ask you. Did you ever hear of Sister Margaret kissing a patient?
Well, she hasn't kissed me. You mean she... Has she kissed you?
She cupped my face in her two soft hands, and she kissed me.
Oh. Well, Lucky, you know, women kiss lots of men without it means marriage.
But do you think Sister Margaret is so free?
Well, I... No.
So if she kissed me and she did it, it must mean something.
Yeah, something.
I lay awake the whole night wondering how my fortune could be so great. Still, I've no wish to make a fool of myself. Do you think I'm unwise to risk a proposal?
I don't know.
But the facts are in my favor.
For crying out loud, stick your neck out, kid. Go ahead, give it a try.
Aye, then I will. I have my proposal prepared. Sister's in the ward office. I'll go there. Thank you, Yunk, for your sage advice.
Well, hello, Larkin.
Have you a minute to spare, Sister?
I was going to see the matron. What is it?
I was thinking of making a proposal of marriage. I think you best be seated.
Good gracious, yes.
He falls in love with his nurse. Now, that's...
On the surface. But I've a great powerful will to work. I've a wee button down in Scotland, which you know about. My health is good, regardless of the colonel's spite. I've a fearful temper, but I don't think I'll ever make you suffer for it. I've worked since I was 7... You'll never want for food, and you'll ne'er worry about rent. I'm 21. I'm nae legitimate. My mother was no wed. I've good teeth. I'm nae tattooed. And
and I hope you may be hasty in considering my proposal.
Lucky, are you offering me your life because you think you owe me something?
I offer you my heart because it does me no good without you.
Oh, Lucky, it isn't simple. Oh, you wretched, stubborn little man. Why must I love you?
Please, you confuse me, do you, or don't you?
Heaven help me, I do.
I cannot believe it. You'll marry me.
If you want me. Lucky, must I always kiss you first? Ah, my bonny Maggie. Oh, you know, not Maggie.
Oh, I do not to displease you.
There's no need for promises.
But how can you care for me?
And no doubt.
Ah, nay. Just so you do.
Lucky, dear, the matron's waiting for me.
I've waited for you all my life. Dinner go far.
Oh, Lucky, there are so many things I'd like to say to you. I probably never shall. We've suddenly crossed many rivers. Let's not waste time looking back. I must go now. The matron.
Well, Rocky, what happened?
I think I'll play my bagpipes.
No.
Aye, she loves me.
When do you get married?
Well, we've nearly set the date. I want you to stand up with me.
What, you mean best man? Sure.
And if you'll excuse me, I'll retire behind my screen and put away my kilt.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Yank, is he chanting?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's our chance, the bet.
Let me see.
Shoot.
I'll double the bet.
Hey,
watch it.
What's going on in here? Where's the sister?
She just stepped out, sir.
Where's Sergeant McLaughlin?
Behind the screen, sir.
Sergeant.
I was just changing, sir.
I want to speak to you. Come into the ward office.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you stand easy. Sit down. Before I moved you over here, I called headquarters about the possibility of having you flown back.
Back where, sir?
Well, I thought you might want to go back to Scotland. Somebody at GHQ decided you're more important than the waiting list.
You must be joking, sir. I'm only a sergeant. Of course, in the Camerons.
Sergeant or brigadier, there's a passage book for you tomorrow. You can be in Scotland inside of 3 days. Do you want to go?
It's a great temptation. When could I return?
You wouldn't return.
You mean, I may be permitted to return to my regiment?
Sergeant, I've been given a direct order. I disagree with that order, but I'm a soldier. I argued against it for half an hour, but there seems to be a regulation somewhere, probably dates from the Boer War. Anyhow, the DMS remembers it and says you must be given the full facts in your case.
But I've been given the facts.
You had one kidney removed surgically. You could recover from that.
I know.
But you have one kidney left. A bad one. In time, it will collapse.
Aye. And what do you do?
Nothing. We can't give a man a new kidney. Nothing surgery or medicine can do. You understand?
Aye. And the man?
Wait.
How long?
Week or two more.
I've nae much time.
I didn't tell you, Sergeant, because there seemed nothing to gain. Now I've been ordered to tell you.
I thought you had a spite on me.
Oh, hardly. Well, would you like to go back to Scotland?
My brain is numb.
I suppose GHQ would make a hero of you back home. The alternative is to stay here with your friends.
Did the lads in the ward know about me, sir?
Yes. I wanted things made as pleasant as possible for you. I asked them to help.
And the sister?
Naturally, she had to know.
I'd like to go back to Scotland, sir.
Oh, I can get you down to Calcutta in the morning, if that's your decision. In the meantime,
I'd like to be left by myself.
Certainly. I wish I could say something wise and warm and reassuring.
You can spare me that. I've had enough pity, thank you. I'll go to my bed.
What did old Cobwebs want, Lockie?
Teach him off for not taking his pills.
You stand up to him, Lockie.
Huh? I'm on my way to get those films developed. I'll bet you're a handsome devil on those.
Hey, Lockie.
Now take those films out. You spoil them.
Lockie, you ruined the whole room.
Would you mind going back to your own bed?
What's the matter?
I'll nay ask you again. Leave me alone.
What's the matter? Yank. You spoiled the pictures. What's wrong with him, sister?
The colonel told him everything. Oh, they were wrong.
Here he comes. I'll return you these.
Oh, no, Lockie. You're killed. They're yours.
I'll be going away in the morning. If you have any decency in you, will you kindly not speak to me? I've no wish to see you, any of you.
Oh, now, wait a minute,
Leave off my shoulder or I'll break your face if you put a hand on me.
You'll need us, Lockie. You'll need us.
I'll need no one. You should have known you'd be like all the rest. Well, you bought my friendship cheaply for the price of a kilt. I should have put a higher value on my pride. How righteous you must have been in your pity and goodness. I'll nay let you hurt me again.
Here are your papers, Lockie. They said to be ready in 10 minutes.
I'll have my kit ready in a moment. If you'll let me get back to it.
I wanted to talk to you.
And it's not to say...
Lockie, we wanted to save you all the unhappiness we could. Was that betrayal?
Did you forget I was a soldier? Don't you know I'd faced dying before?
I can't let you walk out of here despising us.
You can they prevent me?
Of course we were more considerate because we knew. What kind of people would we have been if we'd been indifferent?
The kind of people I should have known you'd be. You're easy to find the world over. The kind that will beat a man, rob him, hound him, and think it fair game, unless he's dying, and then you're frightened, your conscience drives you to goodness, while I find your sudden virtue nay worthy of an animal. I did not thank you for what you did to me. You gave me a fool's religion to die on. If you only knew the bitterness I must thank you for.
Do you believe that the only reason we were kind to you was because we knew?
Do you dare deny that it did not help?
Lockie, please listen to me. Now forget everything but this. For a while you learned the meaning of friendship. Didn't you say that you'd shared a moment with kings?
If I must die to learn to love my fellow man, then I'll do without him. It's too high a price to pay.
Oh, darling, what difference does it make why people are good?
If you don't mind, I'll get back to my packing.
Would you hate it if I kissed you goodbye? You did ask me to be your wife.
Let me by, please.
Did you think I said I'd marry you only because I pitied you?
And didn't you pity me?
With all my heart. Surely there's pity in every woman's love. Lockie, would it mean anything to you if I married you now, before you left?
Not. I'll pack my kit.
Let me help you with your kit, Lockie.
I want no help.
In the only show.
Well, yeah, what's he want? Who knows? Aye, Basuto. Keep away from Lockie's kit.
Your father, Luca, Funerante.
I'll thank you to leave me be.
But he,
Leave me be!
Easy! Your father, Luca, Funerante.
Aye. That means presents. He's trying to give Lockie his beads for a present. Beanie was going away.
I thank you all to leave me be.
Well, I want to tell you something before you go. There's something mean in you that only a bullet can cure. You've been sore your whole life because things didn't come easy for you and you took your spite out on every person you ever met. You don't want our friendship, huh? Well, you didn't pay for it, you didn't earn it, you got it for nothing. Now, what are you kicking about?
You tricked and cheated me. I risked your friendship, but you didn't give me friendship. You gave me pity.
Did Basuto here give you pity? He didn't know you were going to die. He don't understand that much English.
He wanted to give you a present for going away, his beads. And what did you do? You threw his friendship right back in his face. Well, it's a good thing you are going to die. A guy like you causes a lot of unhappiness in the world, and I wouldn't save you if I could. That's the way I feel.
Yes, what are you talking about?
Go ahead, hit Pasuda.
Why?
He wanted to give him some beads when he saw he was going away.
Lockie, your transport is here. Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
I...
Yank, will you carry his kit for him?
He doesn't want any help. Let him manage alone.
It's your last chance to help him.
He doesn't have to go. He knows he's wrong, and he's so stubborn he'll die alone rather than admit it.
I need no help. I'll go alone.
Lachlan. Goodbye.
I... Well, now he's out of the way. Let's take some more pictures. Sister, you take them. Come on, everybody, hey, together.
Line up, line up. Come on, line up.
I'd be willing to consider remaining if you'd admit you wronged me.
Look, if you think we're going to beg you to stay, you're wasting your time.
I'll need to give you another chance.
Come on, sister, get the picture. Come on, boys, line up.
You cannot use the film without my permission. You may recall it's my property. I paid you money for it.
I'll give you your money back.
I have my rights. I'll need to take
it. Oh, don't be spiteful, Lockie.
Let him take it. I wish I could understand what makes a man want to die despised and friendless.
I would remind you, a man's pride... I didn't want to die alone.
Why don't you say what you want to say? Stop saying the things you don't mean.
It's not easy for me to say it. All my life, I hated what I couldn't have. It saved my pride. But now I've made the time to squander on my pride. I want to stay. If I must beg you to take me back, then I beg you. Could I have my bed?
Why don't you get back into your pajamas, Buster?
You can change in the ward office.
Well, I'll change.
I wish I had a mother. I feel just like kicking her in the teeth.
Do you, suppose he'd feel better if he could play his bagpipes?
Oh, I don't think he could. I don't think he has any wind left in him.
Sister, maybe you better go in and see him.
No, I think not. He swallowed his pride. It'll take him a moment or two to digest it.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and finish taking the pictures, huh?
We can get that over with. Now, line up and stay close together.
Would you be so good as to let me have my photo taken with you?
My luck. You've put on the kilt. Oh, it's beautiful.
It is my film.
Though you need not consider that.
Step right up, Buster. Your place is
center front. Come on, Lucky. Right here.
Right in the middle of the snake.
Hey.
All right. You ready? Lucky, you're smiling. That's a beautiful smile. Now, one, two, three. That's it.
Oh,
Lucky, what's the matter?
The kilt. Don't you do that.
I found out. I settled the bet. I found out. But I have got two hands on it.
You have just heard the Best Plays production of The Hasty Heart. And here is your host, drama critic John Chapman, with a closing word.
Next Sunday, we'll be having another of the best. That wonderful screwball comedy, Arsenic and Old Lace. Again, our cast will be a fine one, including Boris Karloff, Donald Crook, Edgar Stelly, Gene Adair, and Evelyn Vardin. This is Chapman saying goodbye until then.
The Hasty Heart was adapted and transcribed for radio by Ernest Canoy. Supporting Ann Burr and John Sylvester were Williams Ruckert as Yank, Guy Spall as Tommy, Victor Chapin in his original role as Kiwi, Ivor Francis as Digger, Maurice Ellis as the Suto, John Stanley as the Colonel, and William Griffiths as the Orderly. Best Plays is an NBC presentation supervised by William Welch, and the production is under the direction of Edward King. Fred Garland speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.